So we are trying to understand what people have been doing so far in the real world, like in the offline situations, when you know, they interact with each other, so the brains begin to synchronize. But it's because you know they can see each other like in the real world, and then we are interested in knowing more. Would there be any also like interbrain synchronizations, as people do not meet physically, you know, or like when they're using Zoom like this, or when they listen to someone else through radio or you know, YouTube and so on. So we are wondering whether the online communication will be able to help the interbrain synchrony. So that's basically the research that we are trying to investigate further.
And who does your research involve?
In my research, we involve like a normal people, like they don't have any clinical issues. Basically, what in my experiment, so I brought a couple of strangers into the lab. So we asked them to interact in a very simple interactions in a virtual reality. So one person was represented in an avatar. So they will see each other in the form of avatar.
So can you talk a little bit about how you're using VR technologies to investigate empathy?
Yeah, because the empathy, as we know, is in a simple word, is we're trying to put ourselves in another person's shoes. And then what we're doing, because in the real world, it is hard when we put ourselves in another person's shoes. Oh, you know, we look at it from the same perspective. So by using VR, when you're using VR, as if you were inside my body, and the same thing as if I was inside your body. So we want to test, would there be any brain synchronizations as people look at from the same perspective? So far, mostly people are just asking questionnaire, do you have the same perspective about this A and B and so on? But with the VR, we're able to sort of like manipulate the perspective, how we look at the world. So this is how we investigate the brain synchronizations as people, you know, in the same perspective or empathy. This is just the first step to investigate that.
And why do people with higher levels of emotional attachment have greater sync? Why are they more in sync, essentially?
Well, I think first of all, because there are some, at the moment we are investigating like a small stuff. Like communicational cues that we use in daily activities. For example, if we talk to someone else, you know, we tend to use eye gaze or our gesture. These are all small stuff that we unconsciously pick up during our communicational process. So we think it is because these small communicational cues that come into a play that helps people to have the brain synchronizations as they have communication in VR.
And what benefits will this research bring?
Well, I think this research can help to enhance the process of online communications like this, like nowadays. People using Zoom, Skype, or any other kind of tools that people use, you know, where the online situation where people communicate with each other. The problem is we don't know what happened on the other hand. Similarly, on the other hand, like doesn't know what I'm doing or what we are doing. So by measuring the interbrain synchronizations, as we are talking or as I'm explaining about something, and my audience doesn't really understand what I'm talking about at the moment. So if we are able to measure the level of brain interbrain synchronizations, then, you know, in the real time, I can measure, I don't have much, you know, connection with the other person. Then I have to adjust myself, maybe the way I explain something, or maybe the visualizations is not clear enough for the audience, you know, so it can enhance a process of, online communications, which a lot of people now use, especially during this COVID-19 pandemic period.
And how do you plan to make or to try to make people more empathetic online, especially during the time of COVID-19?
At the moment, what I'm trying to do is, because we're just starting for the research, but there's one good lessons that I learned from this. By being aware of our small communicational cues, like using eye gaze or even gestures, our hand, although it is very small, but it plays very important role in making the interbrain synchronizations as we have a communication. So it is a good lesson that actually small things actually have a big impact on the way we carry out our communications. So it would be better if we can be more aware of, about our small stuff from our body that we use in our online communications.
And what are your next steps for this research?
For the next type of research, I would like to investigate how can the eyes, affect the interbrain synchronizations, because I think in Shakespeare's book, eyes is window to the heart. So, having the sentence that we want to investigate how different types of eye behavior or eye gaze directions affect the interbrain synchronizations, because in our daily communication, as we talk to someone else, and then when the other person's when we're talking to him or her, and he or she just, look at away, we feel something, or maybe there's something wrong that we're expanding, or maybe he or she's not interested in what we're talking about. So a lot of research have shown this in the real world, but nobody has done this yet in the virtual world. So we would like to investigate this further, and also some other communication cues which play important role, like facial expressions and so on.